We're doing the Sefer Amidot. We're up to page Kuf Pei Dalet. And the Magid Midovna had said a fantastic thought last time. He had said, if you look at the world, you will see that evil exceeds good, mourning exceeds happiness, sorrow exceeds comfort, toil exceeds rest, wicked exceeds the righteous. And he said the idea behind it is that every time you see something that's incomplete, something that's bad, you have to realize that that is potential, that is the root that could sprout forth good. Everything you see that's incomplete is the potential of becoming complete. You see, you look at the ground, there's much more ground than there are trees. You look at a tree, there's much more tree than there are fruits, because each one represents potential. And that's why when you look at the world, it seems that way. V'ma'amik bo, says the Magid Midovna. And if you look deeply into this, yavin me'eilav achar ha'itbonenut b'inyanei olam hazeh v'hanagato v'hamchuvan bo, ki lo banu eilav ki im nisbol ulo v'tzaro. And if someone looks closely and understands what's going on in this world, he will realize that we're here in the world to suffer the yoke, to contend with the challenges of life. Ulkabel nisyonot min hara asher bo. And to be able to accept the challenges of that which is bad in the world. Umeata tova nimtza bo, and the little good you do see in the world, da keinoin kedimyon agargir hanimtza tocha pri. It's like the little kernel that's in the fruit. Gam ki agargir katan meod neged hapri, even though corresponding to the size of the fruit, the little seed seems very small. Im kol zeh urav poalim shelo tichle hapri. If you look at that seed, that little seed is the future of the fruit. When you see a little bit of good in the world, you have to understand that's the future of the world. Yes, there's a lot of evil, there's a lot of harm, there's a lot of incomplete things in the world. But the little bit of good has to be viewed as the little seed that's within the fruit. It is the future of all the fruits. That is a tremendous cause to have the continuum of the fruit in the world. That's what King Solomon concluded, and he said, "Al kol asher na'asa tachat ha'shamayim u'inyan ra natan Elohim livnei adam lanot bo." I look at everything under the sun, everything under the heavens, and I see a lot of bad that people have to contend with in this world, says King Solomon. Because we've already illustrated that what's bad in the world exceeds what's good by tremendous proportions. So from this you could infer that the whole point is that which is bad. But remember, he told us already, the bad is the potential for the good. The point of the world is not the good that's already here. The point of the good is that potential to become good. And that which you see which is already good, that's only to give you the strength to heal, to embalm, to give you the capacity to continue contending with the challenges of life and bring out that potential. If we didn't have a little bit of good in the world, we couldn't contend with everything else. But remember, all this has to be seen in light of what he said originally. Whatever you see that's bad is potential for good. It is, right now it's bad. So you look at around the world, most of the world is not where it should be. But that's the potential that's in the world. We're here in the world to bring that potential from the potential to the realization. Why are there things that are already good? That's because you couldn't live in the world otherwise. You need something. So you have that starting point. You have where to come off of. You have that fruit that you're going to eat. But then you have to plant that seed. You have to take that potential and make it move forward. So we have to understand eating, drinking, resting, all the things that you might say, ah, this is life. No. Everything you see is what's going to give you sustenance to continue contending with the challenges of life. Some people think I'm living on the planet to have vacation. No, you take vacation to be able to continue working. The point of work is not the week of vacation. Then you spend your whole life working for vacation. No. The point of vacation is so you could continue working. And the way most people live their lives So they spend their focus, their toil, on mundane things. Let me have a bigger car. Let me have a bigger house. So then you're only resting. All the good that you're getting is just so you could continue working. So he says, you who are so attached to this world, don't be so into the worldly things. Don't think that the happiness in life is having a good beer. That's not. You're not going to attain happiness that way, and you won't attain a sense of serenity. As we've explained, because if life is about desire, so then you think you're going to attain it, but really you're not going to be happy when you don't have it. So that can't be the formula of life. If the formula of life is about attaining material things, then there are so many things that are imperfect. Think for a minute. Here you were in heaven. You had all the blessings. You were sent down in this world to do something, to take something back, to hold on to something, and you're going to travel the world as though you were blind. What'd you find in this world? What do you still expect to find in the world? If you stop being so into the material things, then your yoke is lighter. You don't have to strive so much. You can focus on more important things in life. Be happy with your lot. And don't look beyond what you have and say, oh, I wish I had more, I wish I had that. And then you spend your time being upset because if that's life, then you know what? There's more missing than you have. And it'll always be that way. So that can't be the focus. And we're halfway through the thought. We'll pick up here next week.